Part 4. Virginia meets the ghost. The Otis family began to live a normal life. Mr. Otis wrote a history of the American Democratic Party. Mrs. Otis gave a great party in the gardens of Canterville Chase. There was American food and American games. The English lords and ladies played poker. They said to one another, "Oh, the Americans are not so bad after all." Virginia rode her pony in the country lanes. Cecil, the young Duke of Cheshire, came to stay at Canterville Chase. He wanted to marry her. Mr. Otis wrote to Lord Canterville, "The ghost has gone away." "Congratulations to you and your wife," replied the Lord. Everything seemed perfect. Mr. Otis was wrong. The ghost was still in his secret room, feeling very weak and ill. He heard that Cecil was in the house.
"I frightened his grandfather, the old Duke of Cheshire, 100 years ago. This is my chance. I will go out again, dressed as a vampire. I will make him die with fear."
The ghost got ready to haunt the house again. Then he remembered the terrible twins.
"No,"
he decided.
"I am too ill. I will stay in my room forever."
That night, the young Duke slept peacefully in his bed. What did he dream about? Virginia. The next day, the two young people went riding together. They were very happy. Then a branch tore Virginia's jacket.
"I must go back to the house,"
she told Cecil.
"I'll see you later."
Virginia returned alone to the house. She went up the back stairs. She did not want anyone to see her torn jacket. The door of one of the rooms at the back of the house was open. There was someone inside.
"Who's that?"
she thought.
"Perhaps it's a servant."
She went inside the room quietly. To her surprise, she saw the Canterville ghost sitting by the window. He was sadly looking at the red and golden autumn leaves. Virginia decided to speak to him.
"I am so sorry for you. My twin brothers are going away to Eton tomorrow. After that, if you are good, nobody will upset you."
Sir Simon looked at the sweet, pretty girl.
"Don't ask me to be good. I am a ghost. I must make noise with my chains. I must frighten people. I must walk about at night. It is my job."
"I know you have been very bad,"
said Virginia.
"Mrs. Umney said that you murdered your wife."
"Yes, that's true, but it was a family matter. It isn't your business."
"It's wrong to kill anyone."
The ghost became angry.
"My wife was ugly. She cooked badly. She didn't look after my clothes. And after she died, her brothers took revenge. Do you know what they did?"
"No."
"They shut me in a room without any food until I died."
"Oh, Mr. Ghost, I mean Sir Simon, are you hungry? I have a sandwich here. Would you like it?"
"No, thank you. Ghosts don't eat anything. But it is very kind of you. You are much nicer than the rest of your horrible, rude, vulgar, dishonest family."
"Stop!"
cried Virginia.
"You are rude and dishonest. You stole my paints and used them to replace the blood stain. That is why it was sometimes red, sometimes purple, sometimes green. I love painting, but you took all my colors."
"I'm sorry,"
said the ghost.
"It is very difficult to get real blood these days. Your horrible brother removed the stain every day with his Pinkerton's champion cleaner. It was necessary to use your paints. It wasn't wrong. You Americans don't understand ghosts.
Virginia was angry, too.
You know nothing about it. You must come to America. Then you will understand. My father will get you a free ticket. You will be a great success in New York. The people will pay $100,000 for a ticket to see you.
I don't like America. You have no history. All you have is money and bad manners.
Goodbye,
said Virginia angrily.
I will go and get the twins.
The ghost looked sorry.
Please don't go, Miss Virginia,
he cried.
I am so lonely and unhappy. I don't know what to do. I want to go to sleep, but I cannot.
That's ridiculous. Just go to bed. Blow out your candle and close your eyes. It's not at all difficult to fall asleep. I do it very easily in church on Sundays. Even babies know how to sleep.
I have not slept for 300 years,
said the ghost sadly.
I am so tired.